You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, a new director has been appointed to take charge of the council's Children and Young People's Service. Stuart Carlton will replace Pete Dwyer, who's retiring this summer. We've been speaking to Pete about his time as director.
I often describe it as the best job in local government and genuinely think it is. I've had the privilege to be a director of children's services for 10 years, 6 years down in City of York and 4 years in North Yorkshire. It's a job that has the overview of the children's work across an authority, and whether that's in schools, in education settings, or whether it's our work around social care and wider children's services. So it is about saying we can only improve outcomes if we work well collaboratively, and I think we've made a significant difference in some areas. Less children in the care system. Importantly, far more children going to good or outstanding schools in the county. We're now in a position where 90% of schools are good or outstanding, and that is a significant improvement. 10,000 more children going to good or outstanding schools than 3 years ago. I'll take great pride that the team, and it has been a collective effort, have been able to deliver those type of outcomes, because we know they make such a difference to the future projections for young people. And there's a whole raft of other things I'll take away with them about improvements in the support we make and deliver for children with complex needs. I'm also delighted about the higher profile that we have about young people that are lesbian, gay and bisexual, young carers. And I think we've culturally changed the organisation to be more responsive to listening to the views of young people and acting on those views. But inevitably, I know there is still so much more to do. It's a great county. It's a beautiful place to live and to work. But the outcomes that are achieved vary enormously. They vary between different groups and they vary between different locations. We've made some progress in raising the profile of particular work that's needed in coastal areas and trying to close the gap between the outcomes achieved on the coast compared to the rest of the county, and some big progress that's being made there that is now getting national attention of the Secretary of State, who was up in Scarborough just the other month. And so the investment that's being made in what's called opportunity areas, investments in things that are happening in schools and beyond the school gates on the coast will, I am sure, make a difference. But it needs to, because outcomes, particularly at secondary level, aren't as good as we aspire to. And for those young people that are on free school meals, the gap between the outcomes that they achieve and the rest of the population is still far wider than we would wish it to be. And so the message that we're giving out is that we need to continue to expect more, continue to have high ambitions for those young people, because for some of those young people, there's no one else having high ambitions for them. And we need to make sure that we can ensure that they, and it only needs an individual sometimes, that we can make a difference in the same way for those young people as we do for others.
Absolutely. And how will your successor be chosen now?
Because of the profile and importance of the role, the County Council, in my view, wisely started the process early, and earlier in the year, in January, a recruitment process began. National process and lots of dialogue and communication with experienced leaders from around the country about the attractiveness of this role. It helps that the county's got a good reputation. It helps that it has a standing with the Department of Education as what's called a partner in practice, one of the high-performing local authorities. And that brought a number of people coming forward with interest for this job. And yes, we were delighted with that response, and an appointment has been made. Stuart Carlton, who's currently working in Lincolnshire, will be joining the authority. And the good news is I've got a couple of weeks overlap with him at the end of July to try to ensure that that transition happens very smoothly. Stuart's very experienced. And he's absolutely delighted to be offered the post. He's relocating with his family and really looking to get started. Because he's worked in Lincolnshire, he understands scale, size, sparsity, the issues of rurality that the county faces. He has some background and experience in. And Lincolnshire are also one of those 8 partners in practice authorities. So he is well connected with the Department of Education and he knows what good practice looks like. And I'm confident that as a result, that kind of culture of further improvement will be guaranteed.
Well, good luck to Stuart. I'm sure he'll do a great job and hope you enjoy your retirement. Have you got any plans as yet?
No, it came quite late in life, but I've got young boys at home. And so the opportunity after 10 years of doing a director's job to spend more time with them, I won't miss up that opportunity. So look forward to that. I'm sure inevitably there'll be some work that I pick up, but it won't be interim leadership. If I wanted to be in a full-time director's job, then I would do it in North Yorkshire because it's such a fascinating, brilliant place to do it. The workforce here is our greatest strength, and we've got some really excellent people working in the authority.